That Irish composer whistled his latest song at me, as if he was doing me a favour. The only favour I want, he added with a sniff, is silver coins in the palm of my hand. Can't you think about anything but money? He grinned slyly. I think about you sometimes, Irene. That's enough of that, she said firmly. A man can still hope. He ran a covetous eye over her shapely figure. You know my decision, Annie, and it's final. She was about to explain why, when she was interrupted by a shout from the young lookout on the bow. Having seen the telltale shape hurtling towards them through the water, he bellowed into the megaphone, "Torpedoes coming on the starboard side!" Before anyone could react to the news, the ship was struck with such violence that it was rocked from stem to stern. The explosion was deafening. Panic set in immediately. Passengers screamed, shouted, and ran in all directions. Electricity had been knocked out, leaving cabins and public rooms in comparative darkness. Worst of all was the fact that the ship began to list dramatically, making several people lose their balance and fall over. On a command from Captain Turner, an SOS message was sent by the wireless operator, but there was no chance of a rescue ship reaching them in time. The Lusitania...